But that is no reason, Master, for getting furious with people in this manner. My dear and lovely child, your life is in danger, and Jarley's also. They want to hang you again. We are your friends, and we have come to save you. Follow us.
Is it true? She exclaimed in dismay.
Yes, perfectly true. Come quickly.
I am willing, she stammered. But why does your friend not speak?
Ah, said Gringoire.
It is because his father and mother were fantastic people who made him of a taciturn temperament. She was obliged to content herself with this explanation. Gringoire took her by the hand. His companion picked up the lantern and walked on in front. Fear stunned the young girl. She allowed herself to be led away, and the goat followed them, frisking so joyous at seeing Gringoire again that it made him stumble every moment by thrusting its horns between his legs. "Such is life," said the philosopher, every time that he came near falling down. "It is often our best friends who cause us to be overthrown." They rapidly descended the staircase of the towers, crossed the church full of shadows and solitude, and all reverberating with uproar, which formed a frightful contrast, and emerged into the courtyard of the cloister by the red door. The cloister was deserted. The canons had fled to the...